Turning our attentions to Syria, where following fierce clashes, Syrian government forces have purged parts of the northwestern city of Idlib of foreign-backed insurgents.
Tried to attack the city of Idlib from its northern side. The Syrian army launched a counterattack against the gunmen, killing a number of them and destroying their vehicles.
The scores of foreign-backed insurgents were killed in the confrontation near farms in northwestern Idlib. Similar clashes are underway between government troops and Takfir militants across Syria. Now, government forces have already seized a strategic town from militants near the Lebanese border. The insurgents are supported by certain regional countries, including Qatar and Saudi Arabia, as well as a number of Western countries, including the U.S. and Britain. They are fighting to topple the Syrian government. More than 120,000 people have been killed and millions of others displaced since the outbreak of unrest 3 years ago. Well, let's cross over to Beirut, joined by international lawyer Franklin Lamb. Franklin, good to have you with us. Let's look at the situation. It seems that the Syrian military is continuing to make advances. At the same time, though, it doesn't seem that Saudi Arabia is backing off at all, but actually increasing its support for the terrorists. What will it take, do you think, to actually, I think the first step is to basically not have the Saudis involved in this and not supporting the insurgents. What can happen in order for them basically to take their hands out of the situation? What needs to happen?
Well, as you know, Secretary of State John Kerry is headed to Riyadh, and I think that exact point might be in his briefcase. The fact of the matter is that the pendulum has swung decidedly in favor of the regime in many areas of Syria, and the focus now increasingly, and I came back, what was it, 2 days ago after 3 weeks there, it seems bizarre, but taking Damascus, the capital, as an example, the government forces, that is, the forces of handyman and park employees are planting marigolds all over the city. It almost seems bizarre. The restaurants are open. The checkpoints are late. The checkpoints are less obtrusive. It's not that people are wildly optimistic, but they are resistant and resilient, and they've had enough of this. So they're looking forward to the June election, 3 months away. And depending on the results of that election, some group are going to be able to proclaim that they are legitimate because they're supported by the population, and those who advocate democracy ought to recognize it.
Okay, but well, let me just jump in here, Mr. Lamb. Not a whole lot of time. Mr. Lamb, I want to look at a point you made, you made the point about U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and said that perhaps that's the reason he's on his way to Riyadh right now. So are you telling me that the United States now have taken a different perspective in all this, that they want to see the fighting in Syria, that they want to see the Saudis basically not be involved any longer in the situation in Syria?
Well, I quite agree. Not being involved negatively. You know, the intelligence communities you saw this week are declaring or predicting this is going to be 10 years. The Americans don't want part of a 10-year war. We have problems, as you know, with the Russians in the Ukraine, and that's going to confuse things. So I think it's America, the White House, Obama, they want to end this thing, and they're hopefully going to reach out to Moscow and to Tehran and see if this can't be resolved. Resolved in some way, because looking forward to a decade and more of this killing is in nobody's interest. So, yeah, I think that the Americans may well squeeze the Qataris, the Gulf countries, the GCC, and the Saudis to back off, which today they are funding massive accumulations of forces, as you know, in the south, near Deraa, on this Syrian side of Jordan for this major, major so-called spring offensive. So I think the timing is critical. We can only hope that Kerry will have success in convincing the Gulf countries that it's not in their interest to keep funding these jihadists.
All right. Thank you so much for being with us out of Beirut. International lawyer Franklin Lamb. Well,